When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio Times Meets podcast, presented by Francis Taylor. Line of Duty is arguably the biggest drama on British TV today. With heart-stopping twists and shocking revelations, it's no wonder more than 10 million of us are gripped every week by the activities of AC12. Three of the show's stars, Roshenda Sundal, Maya Sonti, and Polly Walker, who play Lisa McQueen, Manique Bindra, and Jill Bigelow, sat down for an exclusive interview at the BFI and Radio Times Television Festival, where they discussed keeping secrets, strong female characters, and what else to expect in Series 5. Well, I think I'm right in speaking for every single fan of Line of Duty when I say I was absolutely gutted that Manit was killed. How much warning did you have that she was going to be bumped off? Did Jed sort of sit down with you, or was it just you turn the page in the script?
Yeah, no, I knew. Well, when I knew that I was coming back to the show and the storylines hadn't been set yet, I was at a do with Jed and we were talking. I said, oh, you know, I'm really chuffed that I'm coming back for another series. But what are you going to do with her? Because, you know, there's all that stuff with Hilton. We need to resolve that. You can't just, people aren't going to be happy if you just don't resolve that. And I was like, now I had a bit of wine, but I was going, why don't you kill me? Why does that mean, no? He's like, really? You want to die? I was like, well, you know, be really dramatic. And he's like, oh. And then he rings me, you know, he texts me, he said, oh, can we talk about storylines? This is like a few months, I thought, or weeks later. And he said, well, you know how you wanted to die? This is really bad Jed impression, by the way. Sorry, Jed. Well, yeah, I think we're going to do that, if that's cool with you. And I was like, yes, absolutely. That's brilliant. Because no one was expecting that, were they?
He won't talk.
He did talk. Told you how to get hold of us.
And that's all. I want a guarantee he's safe inside. This is family.
No. This is business.
Why was it you sort of wanted to instigate your own demise then?
Well, I just think the beauty of Line of Duty is the stuff that is that completely pulls a rug out from under you. So, like, Jessica Raine's pushed out the window. This is going to be full of spoilers now, in case anyone's... Danny May's going at the first episode. You know, all the people that end up bad and you didn't think they were. The people that end up dead, you didn't think they'd ever be, you know. So I just wanted to be part of that sort of amazing kind of Line of Duty twist thing.
Well, you're right, Jed has this knack of just wrong-footing people. And obviously we said goodbye to Monique, but we said hello again to Jill, which perhaps people weren't expecting because we hadn't seen her since the Series 3 finale.
No, she got sort of sent off in with her tail between her legs. I think she went to work at Woolworths. And then she's came back after a couple of years and she's now the senior legal counsel to the PCC. So she's sort of on the other side and, yeah, she's back.
And how did you, conversely, find out that you'd be coming back, not being killed off?
I heard it. Yeah, exactly.
Yet.
Yet. I got a phone call saying Jed was thinking about bringing her back and would I like to come in and have a chat with him about it and was I interested? And, of course, I went, No, I mean, I literally went for the show. And that was very nice, but I didn't really know into what capacity she was coming back. It was, you know, nothing was set. He was still writing when I met him. So, yeah.
And Roshenda, you're the new kid on the Line of Duty block this year. What's it been like joining what is arguably the biggest show on TV right now?
Oh, it's been amazing. Everybody's so wonderful and welcoming. It's like really being welcomed into such a loving, warm family, and it's a slick, well-oiled machine that it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure to come on board and a real joy, and I learned so much. I'll forever be grateful to the show for that.
That's one thing that people, yeah. I don't think people know, because it's such a sort of, you know, it's such a gritty drama that, but we have so much fun.
We have so much fun in and out of work. Everybody's really friendly, and we're all still friends now, which doesn't always happen within work and stuff. So yeah, it's really great, really, really great.
It might be fun off screen, but obviously what we've seen you do on screen so far, you're squaring up to these drug dealers, you're shooting people. Is it quite tense, and how do you kind of unwind after such high tension?
Beer. No, yeah. No, we did a lot of night shoots. For me, empowerment of kind of like playing a strong female character does kind of wind you up, I guess, and it does take a little while to let off steam after the end of the day. But it's so enjoyable. I love thrusting myself in that kind of environment. I'm quite a what you call a kind of tomboy, I guess. So I've always hung around with lots of fellas anyway. So women aren't normally my natural kind of gaggle, really. So I loved it. I loved being thrust into that environment, and it was all as is. So night shoots, horrible dirty car parks.
Well, you touched upon it there, but you're completely right. What Line of Duty does so well, I think, is create these incredibly strong, interesting female characters. Do you think that's something that's still relatively rare in TV drama?
Yeah, yeah. I do, actually. Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things that makes Jed so special, yeah. Is that he focuses on the women. I mean, yeah, and the men as well, but he writes really strong female parts.
And he's always done that. If you look at his work from Bodies, yeah. Cardiac Arrest,
yeah, Bodies,
Bodyguard,
women,
everything, you know, everybody is so, yeah. The women are just absolutely hold their own.
And they're not stereotypical at all.
No, and the complexities of his characters are so, they go so deep. It's not just kind of like with my character, I'm not just playing a villain as such. She's so complex. She's very emotional, and there's a real power play between myself and Stephen Graham's character. So it's really complex, and it's such a joy to work on. Such a joy.
Well, we've got a good thing going on here with this unit, Lise. With a bit more support from above, we could do some serious business.
The boys have fallen for all this because you've got brains. But you what? Less than a year in, I've earned my place. I follow orders, that's the way you do business.
That's it. The plots are always so complicated, and people are so invested in it that means the sort of pressure around spoilers must be quite big. Is it like an AC-12 operation trying to keep everyone at bay and not let anything on about what's going on?
It is really hard because people, they do that thing, I don't know if your friends, family do, but that thing of where they kind of want to know, but they don't, but they do, but they don't, but they do.
Yeah,
well, tell me, don't tell me. It's like, well, do you want to know or not? I'm not going to tell you anyway. But, you know.
I will never tell.
I'll never tell.
I will never tell.
Is there quite high security surrounding the scripts, though, themselves, like when they get sent to you?
They've got your name stamped all
over
them.
Yeah, watermarked in it, yeah.
So if you leave it on the train or whatever, they know it's you. So I was quite conscientious.
But there's something you also don't want people to, you don't want to ruin it for anybody. So you want to be complicit in all of that.
Yeah.
And keeping it from people.
Yeah.
And, because that's the fun of it, isn't it?
Also,
teasing people.
Yeah, exactly. And also, the fans of the show, they actually don't want to know.
No.
They want to watch it live.
It's quite rare now to have event TV like this, I think.
And weekly.
And Jed's tapped into something really special there where people want to watch it live, and they don't want it ruined by social media, and they want to watch it with us, and then they want to talk about it the next day at the water cooler.
But we got the joy of watching it on through the eyes of Gogglebox.
We're such big fans.
But
we're on Gogglebox.
But the way that they watch it, so you can really get a real audience perception of how they're and they're like gasping, and then when it ends, they're like, no, like it's great, it's really, really good. But yeah, we got on Gogglebox.
That was actually trumped giving birth to my son. Being on Gogglebox really did. I'm really sorry, Manny. I'm sorry, sorry if Manny. You ever listen to this.
But you will understand when you watch Gogglebox.
You'll understand in the future. Yeah.
Well, as the cast of Gogglebox, I mean, I think over 11 million people so far have watched that first episode of this series. I mean, how has it changed your lives? I guess you can't really go to Tesco anymore without being stopped to talk about it.
No, I've been waiting. I stand in Sainsbury's there. With blood on my face. No, still nobody. Just people ask me to move out of the way. Yeah, who's that weird woman waiting?
London's pretty, people here are quite cool. It's cute. We're quite used to celebs, aren't they? And seeing, people off the telly and stuff. So, no, it's not too bad. Yeah, you can definitely go get a pint of milk.
Did you enjoy watching it as well yourselves? Obviously, you're all in it, but you enjoy watching it.
Yeah, it's so much. It's absolutely great, and the edit is genius as well. So if as we kind of perform, some of the scenes have kind of chipped and chopped it and moved it around.
That's always a beautiful surprise, isn't it, in the edit? So what's
really surprising
after the edit?
Yeah.
And what secrets, as you say, it's all quite light-hearted on set, which people might not expect. What sneaky little secrets or moments can you let us in on?
Martin Compston is actually Scottish.
He's Scottish in real life.
He's actually Scottish. Do you know what? When I first met him, because I didn't know that he was Scottish.
I didn't at all.
So I arrived, and because they're so funny, they're like, oh, we're all going out for dinner to this lovely Indian. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. Because he stays in the accent all day. So when we arrived at this dinner, he's doing this really heavy Scottish accent. And I'm like, Is he taking the mic? Why is he putting this Scottish accent? Yeah. And then I realised that he actually was.
He is real Scottish.
He's a proper Scot, but he's very heavy Scot as well.
But you see, because when I came on, even when we were out and about, he was talking in with the British accent.
Yeah, because he needs to keep
active. Yeah. But if you have too many beers, then he goes back into Scottish. He was like, it's a Scottish
accent. It's a brilliant
accent,
isn't it?
It's so good.
It's not just generic, it's so specific to, you know, it's like very kind of estuary. He sounds like a really irritating estate agent, you know.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
The Office.
Yeah.
And lastly, before I let you go, can you sum up what else we can expect this series, without spoilers obviously, but just in a couple of words, what viewers can expect?
Twisty.
That's hard. Twisty. Yeah, it's a bit twisty, isn't it?
It's a bit twisty.
Yeah, it's a bit twisty. A roller coaster ride for the senses.
Till the end.
Till the end.
Till the very end.
Yeah, till the last second.
Yeah.
You have been listening to the Radio Times Meets Line of Duty podcast. We hope you have enjoyed this episode, and don't forget to subscribe for future interviews. It was presented by Francis Taylor and produced by Ed Beck, Ollie Alder, and Ross Shepherd.